Okay. I mean, that's usually what we do. Welcome back, guys. This is Even Exchange. We never do this because Mo feels like we don't have to. But fuck that.
What's about the intro?
Yes.
We used to have like our little thing.
We did. Did it get old?
I think we just kept forgetting.
I think that's
what. And then it got to a point where like you were press play. I didn't even know you had started it, so that was a thing.
I feel like I got the most organicness out of you.
Is that him? She gotta catch me off guard. But I like it. If you're funny like that.
Well, what's going on, friend? Hey, man. What's tea? I haven't talked to you. Feels like a while.
I feel like we were just talking
about
it.
We had a date on Friday, but she broke it.
Oh, wow.
So, which I was just saying to myself in the car yesterday, I'm happy like Mo canceled that. Only because I just didn't want to spend the money. Only because I didn't need to spend the money. I was going to happily spend it, but I didn't need to.
Because you don't have to order me a whole pizza, wings, fries, a drink, if I just spread.
Right.
$80.
Okay, easily.
I don't know how much.
Easily.
Jesus. I saw some little kids that splits the other day, like on a story or something. I was like, damn, they had splits. It's like funny how I just knew where they were. It looks so knick-knack. You know, you have to light up names.
Yeah.
It's all fancy.
Splits is cute. What they used to be? Oh, a Circuit City.
I feel like you definitely. I went there with you first or with some of them other
people? No, I think you went with your classmates.
Not them other people.
Right.
I
don't
like
do
that.
Them like that.
But I had never heard of it.
Oh, because. Y'all was supposed to go somewhere else, but they were like, no, we're not taking that big of a party.
You just grab.
Something
they
like that.
Let people come in to sit down and eat or something. It was weird. COVID thing.
That's what it was. Because that was back in, I don't even know. Don't even try to guess.
Me either.
No.
Life has changed so much because now they're just letting people in anywhere, you know?
Pretty much. I mean, what's COVID? I think because of the vaccine and some kind of a new president, some kind of hope in the world. I think that's why everybody kind of even more lax than we were already.
We quite literally could not go anywhere at one point. And then it turned into, okay, a little bit of people can come in here.
Yeah.
And now we're just busting it wide open.
Right, yeah. People gotta go to work, which is sad to say, but they do. We gotta go to work. I mean, we never stop going.
We
to
never
work.
Stop going. That's no. The crazy thing.
We never stop going to work.
Even the people who was in the office, they technically, I think, they just went home. They
yeah,
didn't
they just got
stop.
Home. Like, but I wonder how that was.
Are they still home? That's the thing.
I think so, because they're not, I mean, they're trying to move everybody digital now, so.
Might as well.
I don't think anybody came back. I don't think that was the case.
I was just thinking about that. Is anybody in our office? She would have to be there. She's still mailing out shit, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
She never left.
How is that going to work after we.
What the fridge?
I mean, granted, nobody was in the office either.
So they probably worked it like that. Like, anybody here anyway.
It was good. It was probably easier to social distance in there.
But I guess that's what they have to do, social distance everybody. Every other cubicle. Okay, first of all, we got a space for this. Depending on how big y'all.
Caroline, because I'm certain it was empty in there.
Empty AF. When we were still there, we was like 5 of us on the road.
Exactly. They could have easily social distanced us.
Ugh. What were we talking about? We were talking about moving, and that shit stressed me out. And we're not
just
even moving.
Just thinking about it, right?
Like, we don't think about that. What were we talking about? Okay. On the list, we have separate friends.
I used to be a firm believer in keeping my friends separate.
Yes.
Wasn't about all that mixing shit. This is not a mixer, quite frank. So,
this is not a group project.
Right. This is not, that's not what this is. I'm friends with you. I'm friends with you. I'm friends with you. We're not all friends. I'm just friends with each of you. So, and that's how I want to keep it, especially because 9 times out of 10, like, if I met, you know, let's say I met two different people, like, in a different class in, like, middle school or something like that, and we all come together. That's a little bit different because I actually met y'all in the same place.
Right.
I wouldn't mind all of us coming together. We all know each other. But if I met you in middle school and you in high school and you somewhere else, y'all know
we're
each
not
other.
On the same timeline.
Y'all know each other, so what do we do? So I used to say it's like mixing, you know, like when TV shows just do crossovers.
Jimmy Neutron and Timmy Turner.
That energy. But now I'm a little bit, I think I've grown up a little bit, because now I don't really care as much, which I don't
And you finally had
just,
us all in the same place last year at your birthday.
Yes, for the first time in my life.
It was very cute. We all had a good time. Thank
we
you,
did.
Kim.
And you know what I was thinking
it
about?
It was like that.
I was thinking about, because we actually talked about this on the birthday podcast, and you was like, I was looking at Amina Chelsea, and I was like, well, they clearly know each other.
Right.
Like, yeah, they do. And it didn't dawn on me until I saw everybody, like, at dinner that night.
We were a fine group of people.
It was. So what do you think about it?
I feel the same as you, but not, you know, of course, I don't mind mixing friends. Mm-hmm. If I want to invite everybody over, everybody's just going to come over. Y'all have to figure some shit out, you know? Figure it out. Talk to her. Talk to him type thing. My thing was, do you tell your friends everything? That's what that kind of turned into.
So I definitely got different friends for different stuff.
Gotcha. I'm turning into that now. I try to keep everybody in the same loop. I do. But at the same time, it's like, okay, this friend is not for that. Or, you know, this friend don't like that. Or this friend do, you know, it's easier to try to just do it like that.
Yeah, because if you, I don't know. I'd imagine it get exhausting telling everybody everything.
That too, yes.
Because then, like you said, you'll be explaining something to somebody and you'll be like, oh, wait.
That's really why I try to tell everybody everything at the same time. Hence, close friends. You know, try to keep everybody in the same loop.
Okay, that's a good way to
so
do it.
So I'm sitting here talking to, I don't know, Tramilla, and I'm like, yo, well, me and Kim did that. She's like, wait, you're like, you didn't tell me that part. And well, I'm like, oh, I left her out. Great. Fuck.
Just give me the cliff notes real quick. You ain't even got to give me the full shebang. Just tell me, you know, the broad strokes.
We were talking about something like that the other day.
What?
What kind of turned into, it was like, about, I can't tell you this big thing happened without explaining how I got here. I was holding back the whole how I got here part. Mm-hmm. And it turned into, well, Mo, you didn't tell me that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because I tried to keep it a secret. But here it is blowing up in my face.
I'm trying to hide it.
And now I have to tell you. So then it turns up, I'm going to tell everybody every fucking thing. Because I always kept blowing up. Or something bigger would happen after.
If your life would stop being such a...
It has since slowed down. I'll say that. If I'm sitting here with a smile and I have my posture together, like, everything feels good.
Right, you look married. Y'all, you can see how she was. She feels... She got a chest on and shit. Like,
what? I do. I just feel better.
What's going on?
Nah, it's no chaos over here anymore. As of, what, a week ago? Starting a week. It's been a week now. We've been doing our own thing. But yeah, most definitely, I don't feel like we tell our friends everything.
Yeah, no. Because, I mean, I'm very much a part of the, I don't want to bother anybody part, like, you know, group.
I'm turning into that, yeah.
Yeah. But then every friend will be like, girl, what are you talking about? You're not bothering.
Correct.
You say
fact.
That now.
Fact.
You say that now. But the second I come to your ass twice in 1 week, you'll be like, girl, this bitch got problems.
I do. Just come on, I do.
Right, I do. You're right about that.
And I learned with the whole play-by-play thing. I was like, okay, bitch, you can't keep going. The people with the same shit. Nothing is changing here. And, you know, they already told you what to do. You didn't do it. So here we are back where we started. I can't keep bringing that shit to Kim. Because I'm going to be like, bitch, didn't I tell you to stop? And like, so that's how I learned. Yep, yep.
But then what do you do if you got to find, like, do you find a stand-in? What do you do?
It's annoying if I do find a stand-in because now I got to start them all the way from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I can try to, like, jump them in right here where I'm at, but they're not going to necessarily understand it. What's the background? How do we get here?
Who?
Exactly. And it's like, oh, no, it has time for that. That's Kim. Because Kim's been there from the beginning. I don't have to explain to Kim. I can jump right in with a fucking happening and tell her. But Kim is tired. How have we been doing with that? Like, have I given you a break? Like, how
Hell
we
yeah. It was nowhere near as bad as it was then.
And like I mean, said, life has changed.
Life has changed, and I understand it was very overwhelming for you at the time. So, yeah.
I feel like since then, everything has kind of died down. Things are kind of, people are separating, and we're all going back to our normal, what I call my regular life.
Yeah.
Trying to make regular sound bad. Or
no, there's nothing wrong with regular. It's regular. It's peaceful, actually.
What's the keyword? Straight and narrow, I guess. Trying to get to that. And leave people alone.
Don't leave this way.
Because I used to get Kim to play-by-play. And she used to be right. Literally, Kim was there from the beginning to the end. You seen it all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Through and through.
I'm a through and through friend.
Oh, no.
T-shirt.
All right. I like that, too. Wait, do I do the name of the episode?
Kim. It's a brand. It's a moment. It's a collection. Yes.
Oh, that through. Actually would be a cute shirt.
You hope that I steal my motherfucking idea and I'm not playing.
Write it down.
Yes, let me do that right now.
And what's next on our list? What's next on our list?
Oh, shoot. I think they're right. Tea for tea.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Because at the end of the day, I'm spilling tea to you.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm going to take that back. Because by just presenting information to you, I don't expect you to have dirt to give right back to me.
Uh-huh.
However, if you're engaging or you want information out of me, I'm going to look at you like, so what you got?
Right.
Like, it's tea for tea around
here. Okay, because that's what I was going to say. Break it down to me. Because at first I was like, you can't expect me to be trying to spill tea to you just because you're spilling everything
correct.
In your life. But if I'm asking you, if I'm deliberately approaching you like, what's going on?
What you know about that girl? Da-da-da-da. Okay. Right. I know this, but what you know? You know,
I'm
like,
trying to be tight-lipped on me now.
Yeah, because this ain't the gossip corner. I just out here, you know.
That's funny, dude.
Tea for tea round here. And that's a fun conversation.
I ain't no tea, so what you want from me?
I don't have any. Like, if I just walk in McKay's house and I'm just spilling tea, I can't expect Kim just have tea on hand for me, you know?
Listen, can I make a confession?
What's that?
Sometimes I feel like I can't keep up.
With what?
You! Sometimes I feel like, I don't even know of a way to describe it, but I just can't keep up. Remember, I was watching, it was Modern Family I was watching.
Of course.
Right, like nonstop. And Claire, and this comes up a few times throughout the series, but Claire, I find, always talks about how she feels like Phil's gonna get tired of her when he realizes that she's not fun, or like she's crazy, or she can't keep up with him, or she's like the more serious one, you know, Phil's the goofy one or whatever. Sometimes she feels like Phil's gonna get tired of her, feels like not gonna love her anymore.
Why haven't I gotten to this?
Or she can't keep up with him, and I just identify with that so.
With me? Yeah, please. You keep me grounded, friend. I told you I'll put you in a chicken wing before I let you go. Like, I'm not playing. So you can't keep up with my shenanigans, yeah, or you just feel like, well, Mo always on 10, and I'm over here on a solid, you know.
Right, and it doesn't help that you're an extrovert, so your energy, your personality is just always going to be more than me. It just is, because that's just the kind of people that we are. And I'm the Claire to your Phil. Sometimes I feel like I'm the Claire to your Phil. I laughed so hard. She won't feel about his sleep, and was like, Phil. And she looked so sad, and I was like, Claire! Oh my God, Claire, I feel that. She was like, Phil, sometimes I think you're gonna leave me when all the kids are gone and you realize how crazy I am. And Phil was like, oh, honey, I already know how crazy you are.
I do. But listen, you have nothing to worry about, because like I said, I can't be with someone who's just like me, because now either we're going to compete for the limelight or we're going to clash. It's not going to work. Like me, we're gonna be in jail. First of all, it's too much.
Oh my god, I just thought about that. Two of me. Can you?
I can't do it. I need somebody not like me. You know, somebody, or at least a toned down version, to keep me and to sane. You know.
So you are always the friend, because you
am I.
I mean, that's what you're telling me. Oh, if somebody's more than you, if somebody is more than you, you're saying like
I told you I've been the Kim to other people before.
Really?
Yeah, and then I was like, I'm such Kim. I'm her Kim.
Oh my God, you have said that before.
Because some people are more than me, yeah. So now I'm like, oh, now I'm the Kim of the group.
Oh shit.
Okay. Not trying to make you're Kim right. sound like a bad thing, you're but you know right. what I mean? Like, I'm not always the.
Okay. I'm thinking of what you're putting there.
But I feel like every friend needs that friend. The friend that's a bit much and a friend that will keep you level-headed as well. Because two are the same? Absolutely the fuck not. I can't.
It's not so much that I think you're going to leave me. It's more so, I just feel like.
We're having a friend moment on the podcast.
Right, we are.
Heart to heart here.
I hate to say small, because I don't really feel small when I'm around you, but. I just be like, sometimes I just be like, I can't keep up. I can't think of a better way to say that. Watch that scene. I mean, that's not even gonna be able to find that scene on YouTube, but I really identify with Claire in that moment. Oh, she did say she thought Phil was gonna leave her.
Ooh, this is so funny to me.
More, listen, we'll talk about this after the podcast. All I'm saying is, that's my confession for the day. That's all y'all getting out of me.
That's enough. I feel like I have to have one, because it's supposed to be a T for T thing, you know? But I got nothing right now.
Look, I would say this.
I told y'all just recently, I said I feel insecure when I'm talking now. That's been my thing recently, because I feel like I'm overwhelming people. Mm-hmm. And like he said, sometimes I feel like I might be a bit much.
Yeah.
So now, remember we were talking about dimming your light?
Yes.
I've gotten to that point. Well, I'm not talking about just with Kim, I'm talking about just across the board.
Right.
I find myself toning things down, or maybe not talking about certain things, or keeping things to myself, because I feel like, no, bitch, you've been a lot to these people. I've taken them through enough. I've had the gun up. I just took them through.
You love that gun metaphor.
I do. I'm so glad you said that. It's stuck like glue. I love it. So I find myself like, I'm gonna be quiet. Drink.
Oh God. I can't wait to edit, because that's gonna be funny as hell when I get back. All right, well, thanks for sharing.
That's our little sharing corner.
Right, we're in our sharing corner.
Through and through friends, you know. Dating for free.
When we were talking about it that day, it actually came as a revelation to me then. I was like, wow, if you're on the date, you're already together.
That's what people automatically assume.
Yes.
Especially y'all showing each other.
Yes.
You showing me that you out with this whoever, you out with this girl. You know, like, they're going to automatically assume, y'all are dating.
Okay, so.
This is not a stranger to you.
I hate to be that bitch, but is our generation really not going on dates? Like, no, we're going on dates. You've been on dates.
Yeah.
You've been on dates.
But the way people would react to it is also like that y'all immediately jump to, okay, you clearly dating a fucking this person.
We go together. Like, this is just a date. So we're not doing that. We're not doing just a date.
It got to mean more than that. Apparently so.
That
it means more than that. You see me out with a nigga right now at a bar, at a Topgolf, wherever. apparently I'm fucking that man. We've been together for months.
We need to
Cause ain't no way.
We need to do a poll, you know, a man of some
just
sort.
Taking a woman out for, you know, just for fun, just for kicks, according to people's definition.
Because I want to know if that's like a women thing or a men thing, or if women think that too.
Because
if I were to see two people on a date, would I necessarily think they go together?
I lucky would. I would assume
if they show each other,
or they're clearly dating.
I probably would. The only way you would see it is on social media. I mean, once you've seen the person out. Correct. Every time you see it on social media. So if y'all are posting each other on social media, it is likely that y'all are together. But I just want to know, if I did see you, Monique, out in public with someone, would I assume
this is the first day, or they clearly been talking and this is a casual, usual thing for them, you know?
I would really hope we are taking people out on casual dates.
Yeah. Because
I know y'all broke, but like, because men, we're really, listen. That
fully jumped the gun and yeah.
On Twitter, they was like, why would I take you on a date? I don't even know you, sweetie. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Like, if you mad because you the one that got to pay for it, you could just say that.
Correct. If like, it's about the money, just say that.
Just say
but
that.
I personally love to see people outside of their element, aka their home. Like, I need to see how you are outside of this motherfucker.
Because a date is not you coming to my house.
Correct.
Are you slow?
Or me talking to you on FaceTime while you in your house. You know, like, I want to see you out. I want to see how you react with other people. Yeah. Do you have manners? Like,
right. Do you tip well?
Can you talk
stuff
to
like
you?
That?
Are you actually
Christ
fun?
The father. Oh my God.
Can you bowl?
Like, let me come to your house for a first date. I don't even know. I can rob you. Like, don't you understand that we don't know?
Right. I can rob you. You can rob me. Bitch, people get raped in their own homes.
In their own homes. Like, because they invited somebody.
What? And men will immediately jump to that. Like, oh, when you gonna let me come see you? I just got your number last week. Yeah. And by see me, you don't mean when you gonna take me out.
No.
You mean when can you come to my house and when I'm gonna come to your house.
Yeah.
And apparently that's supposed to count as a date. And apparently we can't go nowhere until that happens.
Right, until I see
you. Can we flip it to where, I don't know, when can we meet up somewhere?
It's never, when can I take you out?
And then if we really hit it off at this bar or at this wherever, then
maybe
you gonna come home. Like, then we can have fun banter like that.
I need y'all to watch a romantic comedy. Cause
yeah, let's see how this goes. I mean, it might be a little corny, of course, but still.
Because that's the order it's supposed to go
in. That's the order.
You meet the person, y'all go on a date, then maybe you come back to my apartment.
And if you're lucky, sometimes that first few conversations on the phone back and forth, that shit will hit it off too. Cause you know,
cause we love a phone call. If FaceTime, honestly, okay, I am of the mindset these days, cause I just think as the internet like evolves, I think we as a society evolve, and I don't think a FaceTime like call substitutes for actually going out, but it's a lot you can get to know about a person talking to them on FaceTime.
I think FaceTime is a big step, personally, in my opinion. If I see a FaceTime coming through, I'm like, whoa.
We're familiar with one another.
We're very clearly
quite close.
Some people have caught me off guard with it. Yeah. I will say, and I was like, oh, I'm not doing that. Like, no.
You not see
even,
me.
Not even because of how I look, but just kind of like, wait a minute, what is this?
Right.
I'm not ready.
It's
for
very
this.
Personal.
It
so,
is.
Which is so crazy because back in, like, I don't know, high school or whatever, because I was still staying up on the phone all night talking to boys.
Correct.
The rest of me. Y'all, when Uber popped off, that
video
was a whole
chat.
Other ball game. Like, that was a totally different thing. So now that FaceTime, like, I could totally see people, like, dating on FaceTime.
Correct, yeah.
188. Especially after COVID.
And if we like each other, of course, we're going to FaceTime back to back to back all the time. So
that's
cute.
How I know I like you. If I'm FaceTiming you all day.
FaceTiming?
Oh my God.
That shit is so serious, ain't it? That's
Very.
Why if it's somebody who never FaceTimed before, you FaceTime, I'm kind of like, what's going on here? What is this?
You could.
But if I like you, we're going to FaceTime all the time.
First of all, you could be my blood. And I would be like, why are you FaceTiming?
What are you doing?
What is this?
So I do like
it's
the FaceTime.
It's so personal. It's so personal.
Because I think about what's his name with the whole FaceTime. Because what they say, the first 2 weeks of meeting somebody, they be so lit.
Yes, they do be the best.
I had a good time on FaceTime. That's what I'm getting at. A dream deferred.
Anyways. You be killing me when you talk about dream deferred. I love it when you say that.
Because look, that's another thing too. Why the first 2 weeks be the best?
If you slinging these drinks all over the place.
I forget how long they are.
I think it's the infatuation stage, like they say. What John Lennon
but
said.
But why do we stay that way?
I don't know. Once you get to know, once you become familiar with the thing, it's the novelty of it wears off. I think it's just the novelty. Things are great until you've had it for a long time. And that's like that with everything. Anything can be like that. Like, I can't think of another example.
Right, because it's a meme of like, my guy's only nice to you for like 3 weeks.
Because after that, they get bored with you. Like your favorite food. I mean, it's your favorite food, but if you eat it every single day, you're eventually going to get tired of it.
That's when the last time I went to Popeye's, Kim. Oh. Been a while. But I remember I was on a Popeye's kick. Like, you that was my shit.
Eating it every day.
And then, oof, no more of that. That was cute.
Man. No matter how much you love it. It's not like you don't love Popeye's anymore. You still do. You're just like, So, you talking about
like that? Why do we treat people like
that? I don't know.
So not like you don't love Popeye's anymore. It's not like you don't love him anymore. You just, like,
why do we treat people like that?
Why do we do people this way?
So, I mean, that begs a better question, though. Like, how do we find some sort of balance?
And get the spark back. Did we lose the spark after 3 weeks? Is that what they're telling me?
That's really wild, though. Because there's no time. We just got
I just found out your middle name. Like, what's going on?
First of all, stop trying to act like this. Does the spark really die after 3 weeks?
Listen.
It don't die.
You be so excited to talk to somebody new, and the first 2 weeks are amazing. And then after that, it's kind of like, why are we falling off the wagon? Like, what happened? Did you find somebody else that brought you spark, and now that's going to go for another
No, that takes a lot of energy. Maybe some people can't sustain.
That's true. Because, listen, don't bring me nothing you can't sustain.
I used to be on that team of, like, don't start nothing you can't be consistent with or whatever. But, like, the older I get, the more I realize, like, y'all got me fucked up. If I don't want to call you this week, bitch, I just don't want to know you.
This week? Oh,
I'm tired.
Or if I don't want to call you, like somebody.
If I want to call you twice this week instead of five times, please, it's not you, it's me. Like, why are you trying to act like, please don't try to frame it in this way.
Because if we went on for a week to a month of, you know, 3 phone calls, I don't know, a day, whatever. Okay. And then after that week or that month, you turned it into one. It's kind of like, you dying down on me. Like, that's a sign, you know?
Of what, though?
You don't fuck me no more?
Not necessarily.
You don't like me no more.
Oh my God.
You don't like me as much as you did. Because clearly you was gung ho. I talked to a bitch all day.
I just feel like we need to give people flexibility because you.
Nah, it's another bitch. If he stopped calling, it's another bitch, period. Because how you went from talking to me all day 24/7 to nah, it's nothing. It's another bitch. It's another bitch or you don't like me no more. Pick a side. Which one is it? That's a slippery slope.
If it goes to nothing, then that's a different. But if it goes from 3-4 calls a week, to 3 the next week, please don't jump down my back about that. Like, people have lives. Fair. People are doing things.
But you had all the time last time. So what changed?
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
You went back to work? You was on vacation? You tell me. See?
Y'all don't. Let's move on to the next topic about not being a robot. Because you got me fucked up.
Oh, no. Please don't take his side. Because it sounds like you're on that side.
Very much am. And you always knew I was on that side.
But you asked me something about control the other day.
Yeah, you have a problem with, if you can't control the situation, you can't control everybody's in the situation. Correct. Which is never the case.
I can never control anybody, but you have to give me a good reason at least, and I feel like nobody gives me a good reason.
But here's the thing,
like Kim said, she can go call me 4 times to 3. What was the reason, Kim?
Because I don't want to is a good reason.
Oh,
see, y'all gotta get comfortable.
So then when Trump was pissing y'all off and he wasn't doing the shit y'all want to do, if he would have sat there and said, because he don't want to, that's supposed to be everybody supposed to be okay.
And he leads people. That's different. You are responsible for the lives.
But if his reason for everything was because I don't want to, it would have gone well with the country.
For a lot of shit was because I don't want to. That's the reason for a lot of shit he did. And we was like, first of all, you got us fucked up.
Right.
And
we fucked up. We got us fucked up.
Listen, that's different. You are responsible for leading millions of people. This interpersonal relationship between you and me, Mo, if I don't want to go to school today, then I just don't want to go. You can't.
Are you tired, Kim?
Because I don't want to
go. Are you tired? Do you not like splits? Is it a bad day? Like, that's what I'm getting at with it. Because, granted, I can't make you get out your house and go to splits.
He ain't got no excuses, then he ain't got no excuses. That's his business. But you can't be mad because people don't want
to
do that.
No, we're sticking to the example that you just said.
What?
If you didn't want to go to splits, and I'm like, well, damn, I can't force Kim to get up out her, you know, bed or her house and go to splits. Okay, Kim, so why you don't want to go? You not feeling it today? Do you not like splits? You want to go somewhere else?
Okay, that's me. I'm not feeling it today. That's my version.
That gives me more of a reason.
But that's the same thing as saying, I don't want to.
That's gives me more of a reason.
But the reason is, I don't want to. So what?
I just don't feel like it today. I can take that rather than
then what?
Blowing me off.
So what do you consider blowing you off? Because
not that I'm saying blowing me off. It's all blowing me off, of course. But it's more of a reason than just, I don't want to. Well, why don't you want to? You don't like me?
I don't feel like
it. Is it because it's Sunday? Oh. Like, what is the...
So he just be a blatant question.
So would you feel like it if it was Monday? Would you feel like if it was Friday? That's what my mind starts going to.
But why, though? Why?
So are you going to feel like it tomorrow? Maybe today is a bad day. But will you feel like it tomorrow?
Maybe if you ask me tomorrow,
might. That's how deep I take it.
But why, though? That's a personal thing.
It is.
You can't get mad at us. Why are you mad at me?
I'm trying to get more of an understanding.
Because you were talking about...
I went from not being mad about it to more so trying to just understand why.
Okay, because you got a little saucy when you was like, you take his side.
Because sometimes I said robot, and you was like, yes. And I was like, oh, wait, Kim. So I was like, you're going to be on his side, and I don't like that.
Okay, but you knew I was going to be on his side, right? Right.
Like, because people are not robots.
No, we are not.
I can't say, Kim, come on, we're going to go to McDonald's. And Kim, jump up and be like, yeah, let's go. But sometimes he will hit it with the, I just don't feel like, or I just don't want to. And like you said, that's a good enough reason. Or it should be.
But you take it personally.
I do. And I've been trying to figure out, so will you feel like it tomorrow? What about next week? Like, are you going to have the same excuse next time I ask?
But you act like we don't.
Because I have an issue with taking things personal. That's all it really boils down to.
Okay, so what are we going
to do? Because I feel like if it was somebody else who asked you, maybe you would feel more up to it. Or maybe you would be more inclined to give them a better reason than you gave me. That's how I be feeling sometimes.
All right. That's fair. I don't know what you want me to do, but that's fair.
Because if Beyonce asked Kim to go to splits, I feel like Kim would go with Beyonce, but because Monique asked, I don't feel like it. I don't want to. Don't do that. That's the thing. That's the point I'm making. Sometimes I take it personal because I feel like, well, what if somebody else asked her? Would she want to go there?
Okay,
what
if this person offered this?
Would you want it
then?
Huh?
If the answer to that question is yes, how would you feel?
Bad.
What if the answer was no?
Worthless.
Worthless.
Okay, well, what if the answer was no? You would know then that, okay, it's not about me. Why do you need that? Like, why can't you just take our word for it that it's not about you?
Because I have feelings.
Because 9 times out of 10, you know this just as well as anybody else. Most of the time people are reacting to things, it's them projecting onto other people. It has very little to do with others.
I'm still learning that lesson.
I understand.
Because I truly take everything personal.
Why?
People's tone, I'm taking it personal. I'm like, are you talking to me like this because it's me? Or would you say it the same way to Kim? Like, would you say it the same way to my mom? Like, I'll just be taking, I don't know why. It really takes a toll on me. It honestly does. Because imagine just for whatever, I mean is here. And like, me and you both asking the same question. You tell me no, he tell you no. Why would I feel like my no was a different no than a no that you got?
Yeah.
I might take the no differently than, you know, how you take it. I'm like, oh, he doesn't like me. But Kim, like, oh, he said no, fuck it. Bye, me. Like, that shit, I don't know. I hate it so bad.
You're a sensitive soul.
I am very sensitive.
Okay, but, like, we don't hate you. Because, I mean, I know we'd be like, you hate me, just saying. But I'm here to tell you, friend, we don't hate you.
I'm really trying with it. Like, don't take everything personal. It's a battle. It's a struggle. It's drained. But I'm getting there. I'm getting there. People tell you no, it's not because they hate you. They just don't want to. I hate being this way. I really do, y'all. I'm going to get better one day. I wonder what a therapist would say to that.
I wonder, too.
People who take things personal, like, what does that say about that? Obviously, we're sensitive, but how do you get around that? Like, what advice would they give to that person?
I don't know, because I've never...
Think about the thing at
yeah,
where...
That's a perfect example of things.
Because I'm going to be like, why she say that? Who's doing? Like, why do that? You're just like, oh, that's just whatever.
But it's not like you caught on early that she was like that, right? You didn't think, well, no, I guess you did think that she was really talking to you and you only like that. Did you think that? That she was just talking to you like that? Or she just had like an issue with you?
I feel like maybe, I'm like, why is she talking to us like that? Would she go over there and talk to them like that? Mm-hmm. Or is she just doing that because it's us? Mm-hmm. That's, again, the whole personal thing. Mm-hmm. Are you talking to me in this tone because it's me?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you go down the street and talk to whoever, the same way?
And I think I just caught on very early that she would talk to anybody like that.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's just her nature.
Ooh! This whole growth thing, it's been taking a toll on me.
Right.
I'm trying to get
this
there.
It hurts, actually.
It does.
It really do. What the fuck?
Because I'm over here taking stuff all personal and whatnot. And like Kim said, people don't want to. They don't want to call you 3 times today instead of,
kind of like Jazzy, you didn't take that personally.
What happened?
When you asked me to go to Jazzy's on Tuesday. And I was like, oh, I didn't really. I think I said I was like tired and I just didn't want to spend the money or whatever. You didn't take that personally. I feel like you took that pretty well. No,
growth. Okay.
Because it wasn't like you was like.
I think because it was so last minute.
Oh.
Oh, so it was one of those things where I would expect people like, I got this to do, or no, I can't go.
Okay,
but had I planned this shit a week ago, and Kim kind of hit me on the day of, or the day before, I was like, I don't want to go. I'm like, so you don't like me. Like, but it turns into that.
And I guess when you canceled splits, you had a legitimate excuse. You wanted to focus on doing something else.
By God, yes.
I couldn't be like, oh, Mo hates me. She doesn't want to go out with me. Even though you were badgering us about going.
I still want to go to sleep.
Home.
Low-key, I thought about that drive, and I was like, ooh.
That's okay. But she must clearly want to go, because that's always.
It is. So when I go, I have to make it a thing. We're going to bowl. We're going to have to do the whole 9.
Yeah.
Because me and you were just going out to eat.
Yeah.
Low-key.
Yeah. And I mean, it looks good, but.
Control. We can't control people.
No.
We have to take things. If they don't want to, they don't want to.
He was weaponizing that against you.
Still to this day, I cannot stand it.
Because, I mean, you very much know you can't control people's actions. Obviously, you're not a puppet master. So it's like, okay, bitch, you're going to beat my ass.
Every time. I'm not a robot. You mad I'm not a robot? Can you be a robot today? Like, right.
You can't be mad because I want you to do... Like, I'm not mad because you want certain things. You have certain desires. You want people to do certain things. That's fine because everybody wants things. So, I can't be mad because you want me to do a certain thing.
That's another thing. Another twist to it, because sometimes, if every time I ask him to come to Walmart with me, she always say, no. I feel like, okay, Kim, do you just not like Walmart?
Right.
See, that's a different issue at that point. Because I'm like, why every time I ask him to go to Walmart, she always say no?
At this point, you would expect me to be like, Mo, I don't like Walmart. Please stop asking me to go.
Exactly.
Right.
Now I'm thinking it's something deeper.
Right.
So that's what that is. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm always asking you to do the, you know, the same thing or something similar. Mm-hmm. If you always saying no, it's no more, you just don't want to. Oh, well, clearly, obviously, you don't want to because you're not going. But it's like, it's what is it so I can stop asking you and maybe ask somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Don't be that bitch that be mad.
I'm going to be that bitch.
Every time you say no, not you, just say no. Every time somebody say no and you're mad when the person stops asking you, don't be that person. Because if you always tell me no, I'm going to assume you don't want to do this.
Right. This one thing or this go to this place or I don't know.
So please don't get upset with me when you find that I just start doing it with someone else or I just stop asking you to do it. Or, you know, please, I need everybody to act adult. Everybody to take signs, okay?
Right. Because I asked you 5 times to go get ice cream, and each time you said no.
Okay. I assume you lactose intolerant.
So when you see me out about having a good time with this ice cream with whoever, whatever, don't say shit to me.
No.
Because I've asked you.
Don't.
Different days, different occasions, you know.
You know that reminds me of people, which is like the sin of earth. People who don't want you, never want you, never pay you no attention, never even look in your direction. But the second you start dating somebody else, now you're all in my face. You want to know what I got going on? You want to know? Can you go directly to hell?
Straight, please. Right now.
Don't come back. No round trips. Leave me alone, Betsy. You didn't even want, you weren't even thinking about me. And now that I'm doing my own thing with someone else and I got my own thing going on, now you want to be all in my face. That's the easiest way for me to look at you like you're fucking crazy.
Crazy as shit. Is it crack?
Right. You're alone. What are you smoking? Because leave me alone. Oh, that shit.
And then they would see no problem with that.
They don't.
Like they're entitled to that information or trying to figure out what you got going on. Like you owe them that.
Please go ahead and leave me alone.
Because at some point, I'm going to get tired of asking you. And I am going to ask somebody else. Or somebody's going to ask me. And when you see me having a good time with that other person,
don't be asking me no questions.
Don't ask me nothing. You have no room here. Go to him. Three types of kids.
What are they?
I ain't gonna say three types of kids, but in this situation, because we're talking about Camille playing in that hotel room.
Story time. Come on, Mom.
Camille was at a hotel party, and I went to go pick her up, and the kids were jumping from like cushion to cushion playing some type of game they made up. And at one point, it was two girls standing on a cushion in front of another girl who was ready to jump into that cushion. They were clearly in her way. So the little girl reached out her hand, and she kind of like pushed Camille back a little bit. And the other girl, she was like, move. And I could tell on just like looking at my child's face, like she didn't like him because again, you put your hands on me. You didn't push me really hard enough for me to like, you know, cry or feel alarmed, but she was kind of invading my space. Mm-hmm. So me being a parent, I had two options. I could either stand there and be like, oh, you know, not say anything, of course. Mm-hmm. Or I could be like, hey, keep your hands to yourself. Don't touch my child. You could be that parent.
Yeah.
So I just kind of sat there and watched just because I wanted to see how she would react. Because again, she don't know these little girls like that. But they had been together overnight, so they kind of got a little sense of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't immediately cry. She didn't, like, go batshit crazy. And she didn't, like, you know, fight back or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, there are three types of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned in that moment, she had, like, three options. She could either cry and immediately tell me, Mommy, she hit me, or, you know, such and such, she pushed me. Or she could be like, I'm just let you have, like, I'm going to let you have
that
it.
That is what's sitting.
Because I see we sitting having a good time, and you might be a little excited. So I'm just let you have it this time, but I just want you to know I'm barely aware that you put your hands on me. I don't like it. Or she could be the child that's like, don't put your hands on me and push the little girl back. That's why I said three types of kids.
And she was the middle child.
She was definitely the middle child.
Oh my God. She handled it very well.
I was very proud of her being the middle child.
Good.
Because one thing about me, bitch, I'm going to push your ass back. Because why did you put your hands on me? We ain't having that much fucking fun.
It's the way that she was. I see you a little excited.
So I'm going to let you have it this time. But the next time you put your hands on me,
it's
going to be. The conversation might not be that nice. So thank God my child, and that one was a middle child.
Oh,
I kind of wish I would have seen that girl put her hands on her again just to see how she would react at that time. Because now it's the second time.
No.
And nope.
We don't need no
I'm either gonna tell or I'm gonna have to handle this. Which child are you, Kim?
I probably would have been the middle child. Because I don't think, I wasn't confrontational as a child, so I definitely would have been the, don't put your hands on me.
Don't push me. That's me.
I probably would have been the, hold on, that child. Definitely.
I realize you're putting your hands on me, but I'm not going to, I don't get on to you
yet. Right. Which lets me know that Camille is very intuitive. She's like not rash. She is in tune with like her emotions, her feelings. Right. She can handle herself.
And other people, because she realized the girl didn't mean it to like hurt her. Right. She kind of meant to kind of like, it's my turn, I'm excited, I want to go. So girl, I'm going to slide over to the left, but next time you put your hands over here, it's going to be a problem. And I admire people like that in this world.
Camille is also a child who gives me like, if it did get to that point, she could like
handle it.
Right.
Whether she knew to tell or whether she knew to like, you know,
right.
Handle up, as the kids would say. Right. Not like her scrapping, you know? Now, you did have the crybabies. They immediately like, she touched
me. And I definitely wasn't that child. And I hate kids like that. Like, please calm down. We was having a good time. Now here you go trying to bring the adults into it.
No, we can't even play no more.
Right. Girl. Now you got to get lectured because you crying. Don't you hell.
But that middle child, there's something about that middle child. Because y'all sat there, y'all kind of thought about it a little bit more. You kind of analyzed the situation. Mm-hmm. Didn't jump to
straight
violence
to,
or right. to crying. Right. I admire that.
I do too.
So when I saw shout that little moment, Camille. I was like, shout out to her. Because my child, that's growth right
she
there. Because me and little sister have been scrapping on them couches.
Okay. Were you really that child? You had that
bad? I think after I would have been like, don't push me. It, you know, we wouldn't have went no further. Oh, but yeah. I'm going to have to let you know, like, don't put your hands on me. I was going to have to be that child. I ain't gonna immediately hit you back. I would hope I wouldn't have to. Depending on how hard you hit me. There's a line.
Yeah, the little girl had kind of nudged you the way she nudged Camille. Correct. That's how you would have reacted.
Exactly.
Okay. Because it's the difference between
hello.
Now, first of all, I gotta intervene because what are you doing?
Right.
You're a little too aggressive.
But that's the thing, too. I was like an aggressive push, like, bitch, woo. Like, that's different.
Dang, that story was funny when you was telling it.
It was.
Oh my God.
Because kids, if you just sit back and watch kids, yeah, they are hilarious.
They really are. How to interact with each other, little people.
We went out of town and we had our little, the kids, yeah, all they was playing and stuff. So watching them interact, that was fun too. Cause we got a little cousin and she be like, she's a little crybaby sometimes. Mm-hmm. I said at first, they thinking it's cute and it was babying her at first. Like, oh, don't cry. What do you need? Let's help her. It was that. And then after a while, I was like, this shit gonna turn it into picking on him in a second. I know that's what's gonna come next. Cause after a while, bitch, you keep crying. Like, you a crybaby.
So
like,
it didn't turn into that?
It did. They went from, okay, like, what do you need? Let's help her. To, we're going to call the police on you. You keep crying. And that shit, it was so funny. Because just to see the flip the switch. Because I said, after a while, they're going to start picking on
a little too much.
You're doing a little too much crying. We don't really, you know, at first it was,
I feel bad for the crybaby kids. Why are they like that?
Coddling from the parents. Or not being around other kids enough.
You somebody, mom. You know. So
yeah. If you're not around kids enough, you're going to get around other kids. You're going to either fall in line or you're going to kind of be different,
really?
I guess. So the kids who end up saying, we're going to call the police on you, then the kids, they done been around kids. They done seen it all type thing. They know how to handle it. But the kids who clearly, like her, for example, she ain't around kids all the time.
Damn. So that really, I mean, I knew it mattered, like putting kids around other kids. Mm-hmm. I've always heard that was like important, but damn.
Social skills, they matter. They do.
Oh my God, they do. They
absolutely matter.
And I imagine if you didn't grow up with like cousins, because you can always get away with that if you grew up around, you know, cousins, absolutely, or whatever, brothers, sisters that are around your age. I was never alone.
Because you always had enough siblings.
All
correct.
Siblings, cousins, all that shit.
So you would know.
I was never alone.
So think about the kids, like the only child syndrome type thing, like them, or assuming they weren't around other kids all the time. Mostly school is supposed to be like if you're an only child, school, you know, you meet your friends and stuff like that. That's how you get your, you know, your social.
There's two types of only children, I'll tell you that.
Ooh, tell me about them.
Because I knew one in college. She was so pleasant. I was shocked to learn that she was an only child. She was so pleasant. But then I've known like other like younger people, kids that were only child and selfish, don't get along with other kids, think the world revolves around them. Just not as, I don't know, it's just different. Even you just growing up with just Dominique, like just even having that one other person does wonders.
It does.
Wonders.
It does.
For
it
the really socialization does. Of children.
So Camille, because she is the only child.
But she got cousins.
She'd definitely be around her cousins. She'd be at school. She has friends outside. Yeah, you know, things like that. My girl be, you know, she be
I don't think she'll suffer from that because she got a lot of cousins.
Okay.
That are like literally her age. So
the other day she told me she wanted a sibling or a sister or whatever she said. And I was like, well, Camille, we can't go to the store no more. You'll know. You're going to regret saying that, but you're going to feel it.
Right, but well, you can't get a toy because the baby got to get this.
Kevin, what you ask for?
I hate the baby. Remember Lily?
It's like, okay, Lily, close your eyes. She's like, it better not be a baby. Lily was not with the shit.
Lily was savage.
I remember Luke didn't like, was it Lily for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, then she didn't like Joe. When yes. Joe was, okay.
Oh, she was blaming all that stuff on Joe.
Yes. And I remember, I think Luke had kind of took her under his wing. Was like, we'll talk about this. Because he felt the same way about her. Oh my God.
Luke is mad because Lily got all the attention.
Luke, please.
Listen, as much as having siblings, because I mean, everybody knows you get into it with your siblings. Remember that little girl at the birthday party with the sister, the baby, she was turning 3 and she was going to blow out her candles and her sister blew
her got her ass right together. And they probably fight and tussle like that all the time, being in that house, killing each other.
Everybody was taking it so serious, like, oh my God, that girl has issues and they need to fix that in her, this and the third. And then somebody told this hilarious story about how they knew these two siblings or whatever. And they're like super sweet. They're like super close. Love each other to death. When they were kids, one of them tried to stab the other one.
Oh, God.
So it's like that sibling dynamic where you hate this person, but bitch, don't try it with my fucking sister.
Hello.
So I don't know. I feel bad for people who are an only child because you don't really, unless you got the cousins and all that.
You don't have that. You didn't grow up running around. You know, chasing your siblings with a knife.
Everybody got that story.
Fighting with your brother and sister over the phone or who ate the last cookie or whatever the hell. Who drank all the milk?
It's my
shit
turn
like that.
On the video game.
Hell no. You didn't get that. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know.
That played a big part. First of all, memories. And then.
Can you imagine growing up in your house alone with just your parents?
Your parents, God forbid, they're boring.
You can't talk to them.
You're not fun. I can't argue with y'all over the remote. Y'all would just go to my room. You know, like, it's not fun.
Siblings are lit.
Hey, bro. Low-key, I remember, and I bring this up because memories, of course. Mm-hmm. Me, my sister, and my brother, we used to always find ourselves up in, like, the formal living room of the house. Like, we'll just get in there talking for, like, hours. And we're like, how did we get here? And you just thought one of us would go up there, and we just kind of chilling on the phone. Or we just doing something random up there, and then you know the other one come in. Right. And now we all see him this big ass conversation about whatever the fuck. Oh, I used to love my siblings. I love y'all. Y'all cool with me or whatever.
Shout out to my brothers and sisters.
We used to eat at the dinner table together.
We did too. My family, I remember that. Like, when we were young, we really used to, like, sit down and eat at the table and talk.
Now, what's crazy was, because we did all the way up through, like, to high school. We was big as fuck at that dining room table. Just us three.
Really?
My mama and my stepdad, they was not in there. Like, it was just y'all. It was there, just us. Us eating at the table.
That's so sweet.
That didn't dawn on me until just now in this moment. I'm like,
they stopped doing it. And then y'all kept doing it. I mean, we kept gathering, but it wasn't at a table. It was more so around the TV.
Lucky it wasn't enough tables for all of us. It was a 4-seater. It's 3 siblings, so it was just us 3 at the table. It was only 1 extra seat. And usually, like, Caleb, Tasha, my other friends was there. They would sit with us, of course. But we literally had our own seats. Bitch, don't sit in my seat. Right. I ain't playing with y'all.
You know I sit every time. Don't play with me.
But I was just a siblings. Every time my mom would cook us dinner at night, we sit right here at the table. She didn't have to make us. We just did.
That's so cute.
What the fuck were y'all? I guess it was a neighborhood.
Right. We stopped after like y'all and Maya was born.
Oh.
I mean, with no space at the table. And oh, babies, okay, so. Okay. We kind of stopped doing it after that. But when it was just me, Malcolm, and Kiera, we definitely used to, like, sit at the table and, like, eat dinner together.
And talk.
Yes.
Siblings.
Good times. What a joy.
What a joy. Now I want to have dinner with just them three. Just so kids.
Yeah. And we still be having fun. Like, when we get, y'all loves getting up. 5 of us together. Like, I can tell when we're together, she's, like, enamored. Like, it brings her so much joy. I can just look at her and tell. She loves having the 5 of us together. And I enjoy it, too.
I do as well. Shout out to siblings.
Right.
We try to kill each other, but bitch, I love y'all.
Right.
Period.
Chasing each other with a knife. Because I will always tell, that's not my water. That's my water. I will always tell that story about the day Kamaya came home. I'm pretty sure Kiera pulled a knife out on Malcolm.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure. And Tara, like, she rang the doorbell, like, she's holding the baby or whatever, and I'm opening the door, and Tara's looking in, because she just heard them yelling. Tara looking in, like, what is going on? So Kamaya literally came home to chaos.
Aww. Yeah. Memories.
Shout out to the siblings.
Gotta have sibling days. I would say that.
Definitely.
But lucky me, we had the conversation about the siblings that you didn't necessarily live in the house with 24/7, because there is a difference. There's a divide there, I will say.
There is.
I can admit to it.
Yeah.
Because if we didn't grow up and see each other every day, clearly we're not as close. We don't know that as much about each other as, you know,
we're
the
related,
other siblings.
I know, that's rude.
That's so rude. But pretty much, we don't have that relationship, that bond. And it sucks because you can get it. You just got to fight a little harder for it because clearly we're not in the same place.
And you're not going to have the same thing to look back on either.
Right.
Not the same memories. But you could definitely get it if you work hard for it.
And I feel like low-key it turns into like a task or a...
kind of
forced or yeah, if you, oh gotta go way up here to, you know, do this. So we gotta actually link up. We got this more of a, like you said, a task or a thing. Whether it's I'm waking up every morning and my other siblings are right here in the house. So our little banter, it's just normal because it's gonna happen because we live together. And you got your other siblings, well, you gotta make that effort. Not saying you don't want to, but just. It's more into it, like,
which is crazy because it's kind of like making a friend almost.
Yeah,
I mean, your siblings, you were forced to live with them since birth. You had no choice.
So we know each other
here, right? Oh, Betsy. I mean, me and Kai lived in separate households, but there was times when we didn't like grow up in the same household, so it was a little bit different for us. I don't feel like Kai's a stranger by any stretch. And the older we got, the closer we got. So it's definitely a different dynamic, but it still feels like, you know, these are my siblings.
Drink. That's what I said. So we got time for the what was the last one anyway? Moving to a new city. Would you do it?
Yeah, I would.
I'm on the fence.
So you, why? Yeah, why are you on the fence? Tell me that first.
It depends on the city. And then, moving.
Moving to a different state. But really, state. It depends on the city. Moving to a different city, cool. Moving to a different state.
Right, let me say it like that. Moving to a different state. Moving out of state. That's something completely different.
Yeah, because you got to.
City is nothing because you're here to Tampa, here to Miami, you know, we drive and things like that. Me moving to Idaho, California, New York,
Texas. State ID, you gotta pay state taxes, you gotta.
And if assume I don't have no family here and I got a child, this is a bit much. Like, that's me a bit much.
It's just you. You have nothing or nobody to rely on.
Camille can't come to the bar, you know? Like, I mean, I can't go nowhere as much as I would like to.
And I'm afraid to leave you with a stranger.
Exactly.
Because that's all. So
that's a big commitment for, like, a mom or any parents, you know? But I guess, single person, if I was single, you know, no child, whatever, I hopping from city to city, state to state, that it'd be an easier thing to.
It would be
about.
Easier, but still, it would be easier, but it wouldn't be easy.
Right.
So you wouldn't move with the intention of like move back, because even if I did move to another city, I'm pretty sure I would always come back to Jacksonville.
Even before Camille was born, I always knew I was gonna come back to Jacksonville. Mm. So I just never had that move away.
Because
I think moving to Tallahassee was my moving away.
Same.
I got it out of the system.
Right. I was paying that time, me too, because he, you know, this is his first time ever kind of leaving, ever. So we are, like, I already had my gone time. And it's different when you are the person that's being left versus you were the person, because we were the people that left.
Correct.
And everybody was leaving. It was all of us kind of doing and doing this brand new thing. So
thank God.
Back then it wasn't as expensive as it would be for me.
Think about how young we were. We literally moved to a different city. Some people a different state.
Yeah.
We were babies.
I wanted to be the person that moved to it, like go to college out of state. No.
The farthest I was probably gonna go would be Georgia.
Right.
Right to Atlanta. Like, not far.
Because who's going to New York for college? Not me.
What the Brits chose?
California.
What I was going to say? But I don't know why I just dawned on me. Like, we were literally like 18. Moving to different cities, different states. When I got dropped off to college, I didn't see it like, oh gosh, I'm by myself. I did not feel that way. I just kind of, it felt like we went down the street almost. Like, I didn't see it as a big thing as it was.
Really?
It's like, your parents are really dropping you off in a different city and leaving you. I didn't feel it.
I did.
I don't know why
I felt it when we went for orientation. I was like, because we did the overnight orientation.
Yeah.
So, Tara, you know, she went, she did the full day with me or whatever, and then she left, and my dad was supposed to come pick me up the next morning and take me back. I was like, oh my God, they're leaving me. For whatever reason, it was just the first time it set in for me. So by the time they dropped me off, it was normal. I didn't feel that same way. It was like, damn, I'm here by myself. And these are all brand spanking new. I don't know any of these people.
Right.
But that night for orientation, for whatever reason, I was like, I'm in this bitch alone. My parents are not here, so yeah.
I never literally dropped me off to Tallahassee. That same night, I'm 90% sure we went down to the Alpha House to a party.
Really?
Legit, yeah. So me and my roommates.
When Kenny and them dropped you off, how, like, did she, like, I know she helped you move
in. Yeah, they helped me move all my stuff in. Then I think we went to go eat. And then it was like, bye. They took me back to the dorm, and then it was like the bye moment. Mm-hmm. But even in that moment, I wasn't sad. I don't think nobody cried. It was just like, bye, y'all.
Right.
Gotta go unpack. Like, I was ready to go back to my dorm.
My TV show be killing me because my family, when Alex and them, Haley and went off the couch, it was like really in tears. And
yeah.
I was just like, okay, this is cute, bye. But
part of the night,
I felt so bad because there were certain people who said like their parents literally just dropped them off, pulled up to the school, all right, you know, bye. They got out and that was it, and they drove off. Can you imagine?
Essentially, that's what happened. They helped me get my stuff. Well, you say they didn't help me get
they didn't
stuff
help
out.
Them. No, they just dropped them off. They just pulled up to the school, gave like hug, took one picture, and then left. Did not help them move anything. Did not buy any extra stuff they might have needed.
Probably went to Walmart.
Like, right. Me and my parents went to Walmart to get any extra stuff that I might have needed. They, you know, they helped me unpack all my stuff. Obviously, anybody got time for that, but they helped me move my stuff in. Some people's parents didn't do that.
I'm ready for Camille to go. Because, first of all, it's a different world now. I'm going to take everybody. It's going to be a party down that bitch. It's going to be 50. Why to 50 like, y'all to come drop off?
Camille, why did y'all?
You mind your business. This is a moment. It took all of us, yes.
Like, why did your mama bring all these people?
Camille going to be so embarrassed. But I also say it's a different world because think about how the people do their dorms now. They do all the extra ass decor shit.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot fucking wait. Camille, don't let me down. I really want you to go to college just because I want to decorate your dorm. I want to send her care packages. Them hoes did not send me
care
packages.
Nobody sent me a care package.
Raggedy.
I mean, they sent me money.
Not that everybody around me was getting them, but it's kind of like...
Everybody around me was getting them.
I didn't see them. I didn't get them.
I went to school with the white people. Everybody around me was getting care packages.
I didn't get them.
Because, I mean, like, money is nice. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad, mad at getting money. But it was something about seeing people get boxes of stuff that they needed.
Stuff that I like. Stuff that I, you know, want.
Like crackers and, you know,
because we were in the dorms. I couldn't just walk up and go. I couldn't get in my car and drive to Walmart. Which, that first year at motherfucking FAMU killed me without my motherfucking car.
I know it did. Because you had a car in high school.
That shit killed me,
too. I know it did.
I was talking about, what you mean I can't get up and go to Walmart or to, I don't know, a nigga house? Like, I just didn't get the fuck up and go.
I mean, it was from Walmart to my house.
I can't just get up and go anymore. That shit was trash.
It was me walking everywhere I went.
Girl.
I made good friends, too. Upperclassmen friends.
My shit back. Ugh, memories. But yeah, I hope I get to have that moment with Camille.
I'm sure you will. She gives me college, girl.
Don't she?
Shut up. It's because we went to college. But she definitely gives me that vibe.
Class of 2038.
Pardon?
That's what she got.
You didn't even have to do that. You could have kept that to yourself. 38.
My girl will be graduating college.
You
to 38.
High school?
That's college.
Oh, college.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit.
College graduate. Well,
why did you say that?
I was talking about the other kid. I was like, we have another child. She can't. If it's a girl, she can't sit with us. Where is she going to go? Because like, this is already a duo thing. Because
you want to. Go to hell.
I don't know where another girl is going to fit.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh my God.
It's okay. I'm going to have to like shift things around and try to make this one feel included.
For another girl, because you like the duo?
Why? Me and Camille already have a thing going, you know?
This is going to be your blood child.
It is. But that's what I'm saying. How I'm going to incorporate this other little girl into what
she's not a prop.
We're Mo and Millie. Like, who's this girl? Like,
oh,
she's
about
to fit her in now.
All right. We need to cap it at Camille. Because
please, God, let me have a boy. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm saying.
Because it doesn't fit Mo's aesthetic if she doesn't.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. God, I want to have a boy.
Question? I'm just saying y'all could be Charlie's Angels.
I guess.
All right. Listen, we don't want to talk about how Mo's not going to love her unborn child.
I am.
I don't want to talk about this no more.
She has to fit with us. Oh, what if she don't fit with us? What if she's the Alex?
What does that mean?
She's going to be the Alex.
So you're not going to love her the same? I'm confused.
I am going to absolutely love her guts, but I'm just saying, is she going to fit?
So we're talking about favorite children.
Oh, Camille's the favorite. It's a meme where like a picture frames are on the wall and they have this little girl picture in this huge frame and the other kids are really small.
Wait, what? First of all, are y'all well? Here's the thing. I personally believe that all parents have a favorite child. If you got more than one, you got a favorite. You like one more than the other. You may not love one more than the other, but you definitely like one more than the other. But what we should not be doing is admitting it. Like, that's heinous. Like, why are we? But listen, I'll be sitting in front of Tara like, I know you have. So who's your favorite?
Who do you think is her favorite?
I always maintained that it was either Kamaya or Malcolm. I think now I'm more so leaning to Kamaya. So I said, she don't like Kiara and Yana. She loves them. She's not really fond of them.
Fair.
Me and Malcolm are neutral. Even kill. You know? Maya's the favorite.
Gotcha.
That's how I felt. She swears that that's not the truth. And I'm sure you're Kitty's favorite.
I was about to get on that because I was about to say, I think most people would assume that I'm Kitty's favorite, but I, for one, feel that Dominique might be her favorite.
You think it's Dominique? Really?
I feel like Dominique might be her favorite.
Expound.
I feel as if Kitty is more gung-ho to jump up and do something for Dominique than me, like little things. I don't know, a credit card application. I'm gonna do this for Dominique real quick. Da, da, da.
Now, is that because she knows you'll do it for yourself? Because
it leads to that, yeah. Okay. But if she's your favorite, just say that.
But is it that she would never do those things for you, or she just never felt like she had to?
I don't know. But I just know people will automatically assume that I would be Kitty's favorite. The Kitty Jr. thing.
Yeah. But you don't think that's the case.
It's all how you look at it, I guess.
And I'm pretty sure. And so you ever ask Kitty?
She gonna say I ain't got no favorite. No, I'm sure. We should call her on live.
We should. Because I want to know, like, be honest. You don't have to tell me who it is. Just be honest. Just say, okay, I have one.
If it really came down to it, she would say Camille.
Oh, that's cheating.
Camille's her favorite.
That's she cheating. She will
cop out and say that. I don't know. Well, you know, Camille's my favorite child.
Shut up.
When they say I plan to die on that hill or stand on that hill, what they be saying?
Yeah, I'm going to die on that hill.
I'm going to die on that hill. Camille's my favorite child.
She's your only, but you
never
know how to go there.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, folks, was that all our topics?
It really was.
Okay.
We cleared it.
Cleared.
Through and through, friend. High five.
Yeah, so follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at The Even Exchange. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice, and Mo is Hey Pretty Lady _. We'll talk to y'all next week.